As an essential element of the narrative, we have Book 5 of the Codex Calixtinus, the First Pilgrim's Guide, which refers to how pilgrims should be received. In Chapter 11 of this book, it reads, "All should receive with respect and charity the pilgrims, whether rich or poor, who go to or return from the place of Santiago, because whoever receives them with charity will have not only Santiago as a guest, but also the Lord. As well said by Jesus in the Gospel, whoever receives you receives me." The work, situated in the centre of the crypt of the portico, in the pseudo-transept figuratively illuminated by the angels bearing stars in their keystones, has a singular setup accompanied by graphic elements and a screen that allows the visitor to browse its pages. The Book of Santiago, the great work of the Jacobean world, from which the apostolic cult developed during the time of Archbishop Gelmírez, parallel to the advances in the construction of the Romanesque cathedral under his direction, is open to the first page of Book 1, dedicated to the liturgy in honour of Santiago, where an initial, illuminated with Santiago, blessing in the manner of a Romanesque pantocrator, emphasizes the idea that he is the intercessor of Christ in his church, personifying the image of the apostle who over time became the first of the pilgrims to respond to the call of those who head to the Domus Iacobi. The original work is preserved in the archive of this cathedral in Santiago de Compostela. Next to the Codex Calixtinus, a series of pieces of various origins help to narrate the Jacobean tradition, from the apostolic mission in Hispania to the translation of his mortal remains after his martyrdom in Jerusalem to this remote place in the northwest of the peninsula, which became one of the main centres of Christian pilgrimage. The cult of Santiago would eventually be consolidated for various political and social reasons, but also for his fame as a miracle worker. Not in vain is Book 2 of the Codex entirely dedicated to the miracles of Santiago, and Book 3 to the account of the translation, thus justifying the presence of the apostolic tomb in Compostela. Many of these passages we will see depicted next. First, we highlight the Retablo de San Jaume de Frontanya, dated to the early 14th century, and from the Museo Diocesano y Comarcal de Solsona, formed by several registers, including various scenes from the life and miracles of James the Greater, inserted into five compartments. Starting from the left, we contemplate in the first the translation by boat of the body of Santiago to the Galician coast and the representation of the apostle's sarcophagus raised on slender columns. In the next appears the story of Queen Lupa, when the disciples transport the apostle's sarcophagus on a cart searching for a place to bury it. The queen, after some attempts to dissuade them, finally offers them her palace to build the church that will house the apostle's body. The third scene depicts one of Santiago's most known miracles, the moment he saves a pilgrim from the gallows, falsely accused of theft. The fourth compartment contains the miracle of Bethelay, where a pilgrim on his way back from Santiago runs out of money and starves. In a dream, the saint appears bringing provisions to continue his journey home. Finally, the miracle of the pilgrims from Lorraine is narrated, where one falls ill and another decides to stay behind to care for him while their companions continue their journey. The saint appears to carry them on horseback to Compostela.